Hello, and welcome to Talks with Mira. I'm your host, Mira Shaheen, and today my guest is Mira Dawood, and she'll be talking to us about how she balances being a blogger and a full-time AUS student. Mira is a junior accounting major. She's always involved in extracurricular activities. How are you, Mira?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing very great. Thank you for asking, Mira. I've had a great start of my day, and I'm looking forward for our podcast.
So tell us, how does a typical day in your life look like?
A typical busy day in my life would be during the weekends. In university, I usually have my lectures all day and I have IT shifts for an hour and a half a day. I also have meetings as I'm part of the TPT team, two meetings per week with them, as well as meetings with my internship managers. A while ago, I participated in the Dabke dance for Global Day, which meant after my lectures and meetings, I would practice at night for 3 to 4 hours with my team every day until Global Day. These days, I had zero breaks except between my classes for only 15 minutes.
That seems like a very hectic schedule. So how do you balance your social, personal, and academic life?
All right, I would say that just recently I was able to properly manage between my social, personal, and academic life. I learned time management skills as I realized they are very important in anyone's life, especially mine, as I noticed day by day my life is getting busier. So every beginning of the week, I set up a schedule of everything that I have to do for that week, some extra notes, a to-do list, and I try my best to schedule my meetings at times where I am not busy and where I can have proper break before them so I don't overschedule myself. If I have to prioritize one over the other, I would always go for my academic responsibilities, of course, as it is my biggest priority until I graduate.
So why did you choose to go public on social media?
All right, I love that question. Growing up, I've always loved fashion, makeup, beauty, and all that in between. I kind of knew that in the future, I see myself as a blogger or maybe as like a famous person. I'm a very social person. I love meeting new people. It's just part of me. Apart from my accounting career, I wanted a side hustle, of course, where I showcase my personality more. So I took the chance and went public on social media. I'm doing what I like doing without faking my personality. I'm doing it for me, and so far, so good. I'm very satisfied with where I'm getting in life.
That seems very interesting. So what is your constant motivation to proceed instead of just focusing on university?
Okay, so I'm the type of person that doesn't like to study a lot. I like to try to get out of my comfort zone and get out of the box to try new things in life. To be very honest, I don't see myself in 10 or 20 years working in the corporate world. I don't know what life has for me, but I know I don't want a 9-to-5 job for the rest of my life. I know I want to pursue my interests, maybe start my own business. I definitely also want to start my own family one day. I'm very big on motherhood and I look forward to it. This is one of my biggest motivations to proceed and build myself, so I don't end up in the corporate world as it doesn't even suit my personality.
I can see that. So what is the most exciting part of your busy life?
Okay, so I would say the most exciting part of my busy life is the accomplishments of my hard work. It's the work, alhamdulillah, that comes out of my mouth every day. I accomplish something. It's the hard work paying off from my social media career or my academic life. It's also the fact that it proves to me I'm limitless. I can get wherever I want as long as I work my best for it. It makes me so proud and happy. It also helps me look forward to what I can do and where I can reach.
I love to hear that. So what advice would you leave my listeners and anyone that has problems with time management with?
All right, I love this question. As I said earlier, time management is very, very important in any human's life, whether you have a busy or an average life. My biggest advice would be to take your time in baby steps. You can't be perfect at it from the first week. You need to learn and study your schedule. What type of events do you have every week and month, and schedule your time accordingly. I highly advise doing to-do lists. I know it is something stupid as we were taught to do them back in school, but I've never appreciated them as I do now in my early 20s. They have helped me so much in my busy life.
Thank you for joining me, Mira. It was lovely having you.
I enjoyed it too.
Thank you.